Friday, April 5th, first Friday of the month. Syracuse is like snowy because that's it, the deal. Today we're talking about the return of the Stairmaster, Ford stopping some new EV trucks, and Gen Z money skills. Everywhere I go, the people really it's snowy. I'll send you a picture.
I mean, granted, it's like 36 out here, so I get it.
Easy.
You know,
it's 36
it's just
in Nashville?
Cold everywhere because there's global warming and stuff, you know?
Well, so. It's climate change now, Kyle. We've ditched global warming. It's going to be like 60 tomorrow here.
It's great. Welcome to April. I think. You know?
I don't know. We don't even look anymore. Oh, my goodness. Friday. We made it.
Friday.
This is a weird week. It felt like Tuesday on Wednesday and Friday on Thursday.
We had the Easter and some people were still rolling in light.
It was a weird one. Yeah. But all I know is every dealer we've talked to has been like, we had a great March.
That's exactly right. Every single dealer I've talked to, great March.
Yep.
So if you're not in that, we're sorry, but you know, there's other people out there.
If you're not in that, you really missed the train or something.
Just missed the, you missed the whole train, the whole boat, the whole thing.
Don't miss the whole train, the whole boat, the whole thing, because AsotuCon is coming in hot. Go to AsotuCon.com. I know we've been saying it, sound a little bit like a broken record, but literally new things develop every day. We're introducing more agenda, more agenda items, more sessions, more speakers, and we as the team, right, we're laser focused. We started designing the screens for the kind of enveloping experience in the main hall. So check out AsotuCon.com, and please join us. Share it with somebody who maybe even driving distance, right? It's right in south of Baltimore, May 15th and 16th, and it's within like a 2-hour driving distance of millions of people, which is kind of why it's we picked that spot.
Let's go.
I know. It's we have to get, we have to get to the show today.
Yeah. Got to get into it. Got to get into it.
In 13 minutes, we're heading over to David Long's All Things Used Cars Clubhouse Room. We'll talk a little bit about AsotuCon there, but, you know, there's always something going on. We're talking about used cars and how to, how to make your dealership more successful.
Yeah.
So if you're in the group who wasn't successful last month, go to David Long's All Things Used Cars. He'll help you out. All right, let's get on to the news. So Ford is the next OEM to get back on the Stairmaster as it reactivates its stair-step incentive programs to boost F-150 sales this time, stirring up a mix of concern and strategic maneuvering among dealers. So the program... I know.
We knew that's how I feel.
We knew it was coming. We got to find the stuff we said back in 2020. We're like, oh, it'll be back. The program applies to certain 2023 models, including gasoline, hybrid, and lightning variants. So all the powertrains, aiming to move inventory as 2024 models are looking at some delivery delays. Actually, critics are arguing, or some of them, that stair steps erode trust and create pricing confusion, with some calls for transparency from notable dealers. So here's the program as Automotive News has learned and shared. Dealers earn $750 per truck if they meet their monthly sales target, $1,000 per truck for reaching 120% of their target. And in February and March, actually, incentive was $1,500 per truck if they beat their target by 120% or got to 120% of their target. Volume 4 dealer and former NADA chairman, super good friend of Asotu, Rhett Reichert, expresses concern. He says, why cause confusion? Well, let me do it in my Rhett Reichert voice. Why cause confusion? No, I won't do it. Why cause confusion? I could. Why cause confusion among the dealers and consumers and customers? Because they don't know what the price will be week to week. That's what it is with the stair steps. If you want to sell a vehicle, just put money on the hood and let the customer know what the money is and they'll buy it. I just want transparency. Another dealer, Nick Anderson, GM of Chuck Anderson Ford in Excelsior Springs, appreciates the help to move the vehicles, but has deeper concerns. He says, my main goal is for the customer to 100% understand everything. When manufacturers have hidden offers that the dealership is aware of, but the customer doesn't understand, I think it hurts the relationship between the customer base and the dealer bodies. Manufacturers are never on the hook to explain anything.
Whoa, that last sentence was a real right there.
That's super true though.
I go back to my days, especially like Nissan was famous for the stair step back in
maybe even infamous.
Maybe infamous, right? And they went away from it. It seems like they might be coming back. There's a couple of other OEMs that are coming back into the stair step program. And basically the desire of the OEM is to not put the money on the hood so they don't like front facing depreciate these vehicles. But what happens is basically as a management staff, you sit there on the first day of the month, you look at the stair step program and you go, okay, what are we after? What do we think we can sell based on our current inventory, based on the market, based on our marketing principles? And you just set a target on like, well, hey, look, we're going all in on hitting the 120%. And we know we're willing to lose a bit more on every car than everybody else in our area because we're going all in on the 120%. Because if you don't go all in on day one
from the beginning, yep,
kind of hope by the 15th, you have already lost the race. And so you put then the customer in this weird position where they have to figure out like, why is this dealer discounting more than another dealer? Or why
here's the thing. Both dealers swear like, no, this is literally what I paid for the truck.
Absolutely. And it really is.
And it's true.
A lot of times.
But and it gets real squirrely right at the end of the month. Cause you're like, we went on 120. So now I'm gonna take $5,000 or give you $5,000 more on your trade and do all kinds of things to make my stair step money. And then the customer walks away with one thought and that's dealers are liars.
That's exactly right. Or the deal that I had earlier in the month now just got better all of a sudden, even though earlier in the month I was
the best you could do.
Yeah, it puts everybody at a disadvantage in that like ease of transparency. So, you know, I hate to see this because we're going back to eroding trust, and the dealers that can figure out how to not erode this trust, maintain price transparency and the volume, and also just maintain like a consistent pricing matrix are the ones that are going to win. But that is a tough, tough job, and it takes complete alignment across the board.
Tough problem to solve. I mean, because we've said this before, right? OEMs make money by wholesaling vehicles.
Yep, that's exactly right. So they're going to put them on the lots and hope you sell them.
Ah, well, since we did two GM stories yesterday, why don't we just do two Ford stories today?
Double it up.
Ford has postponed the debut of some new electric SUV and truck models in North America, delaying the launch of three-row EVs in Canada to 2027 due to the global dip in EV demand and wait to give the market some time to develop, they say. Tennessee's new electric truck production pushed to 2026, aiming for a gradual quality-driven output increase. And so obviously amidst financial losses in the EV segment, Ford is focusing on integrating more hybrid options across the lane. So they said, we're taking resources away from EV full push and we're reinvesting in hybrids. Here's Jim Farley, CEO, said, we are committed to scaling profitable EV business in using capital wisely and bringing to market the right gas, hybrid, and fully electric vehicles at the right time. Sounds rational.
Sounds rational. I mean, this is rational. The fourth manufacturer that has said this, for Tennessee. And I know that it's out in Jackson is what's going to be producing a lot of these. We talked yesterday about the GM plant that's south of Nashville doing this. You know, it stinks because like you want to be able to hire up in an area where you've created net new jobs. But this is going to have to be the way over the next 3 years as we navigate the gap in EV adoption and figure out how to kind of leap the gap. I'm struggling to see how these manufacturers are going to go back and retool for hybrids.
It's so different.
Yeah. Because just the R&D to get the vehicles online, to change the manufacturing processes, the warehouses, the final assembly plants, you know, it's going to be this rush scramble. And my biggest concern is that the consumer is going to be left, you know, with holding the bag essentially for what they can't purchase over the next 3 to 4 years. So we'll see how fast the OEMs can pivot their strategy and actually release net new models, especially in the hybrid and plug-in hybrid sides.
You know, I was excited to see the three-row SUVs come out because I drive a three-row SUV, right? So like the Kia EV9 has obviously three-row SUV, kind of the first one that hit and is winning all types of awards, very well made. And you know, I thought, well, the Explorer makes sense and, you know, but this is like some of the most rational talk we've heard come out of the EV conversation. And the market always wins, Kyle.
Speaking of the market. Speaking of the market.
Stop. Segway. Time.
future of the market for dealers.
Future of the market, and really a lot of the market right now, as Gen Z is defying the financial stereotypes inherited from their predecessor, Gen Y, as nearly 80% reject the notions of what's called doom spending and soft saving as reflective of their financial behaviors, according to a Clio survey. So if you don't know what doom spending is, the act of aggressively and excessively spending money as a way to cope with the economic or financial stress. So like material possessions meets anxiety and depression and stress in some way. That's very good. I don't know how that good works. Summary.
It does.
Inflation has prompted nearly 4 in 5 Gen Zers to adapt their spending, emphasizing their proactive approach to financial management. 30% of Zoomers, that they're calling them, which is right now ages 16 to 27, have started saving even before adulthood, showcasing early financial responsibility. Mm-hmm. 41% of Gen Zers surveyed said that they just completely disassociated with this thing called doom spending. A spokesperson for Clio, Roxanne Najad, said, despite the existing rhetoric around Gen Z, our new AI and money report reveals a promising trend that young adults are taking control of their finances earlier than ever, even with the current economic climate squeezing their wallets. This is all I got to say. We got all these stories about Gen Zers getting their hands dirty, saving their money,
good week for Gen
Z. Work. Like, I'm a millennial over here going like, where was this when we were coming up, y'all?
I mean, like, they were raised. I'm not taking credit fully for this, but yeah. They were raised by Gen Xers.
So
I mean, hey, look, you look at like boomers. Here's the thing. Like, I'm the parent of 3 Gen Zers. My oldest is 17, then 15, then about to be 13. And my 17-year-old, right? He's got this mentality about money where he does save money. He spends on some things. He doesn't splurge on it. I see the same traits in his friends. Right. Yep. They're thinking about college differently. They're thinking about the workplace differently. Earlier Absolutely this week, we are. Said they're thinking about entering the trades and what does the first 5 years of adulthood like and how different it can be from 18 to 23 if you go to college or if you get a job in the trade, financially speaking, and security. So this doesn't really surprise me. I think this is good news for every industry, but specifically the audio industry. We have Gen Z coming in who wants to roll up their sleeves and get to work. We have them who are saving money, being financial responsibility. That means good credit scores. That means money down payments. So I mean, that'll take a little bit of time.
Buying power will shift to Gen Z over the next 3 to 4 years. And
crazy
also,
to think about.
Like, you think about them. I was having a conversation with another person that has a Gen Zer. They're our kids' soccer coach. And the conversation was basically these younger kids don't think about, like, even the way that they communicate about a car. They don't say, oh, look, I have a quarter tank left of gas.
What do they say?
Oh, look, I have 45 miles left. Right? Like they're already retuned. Why not? You think about it. Even the gas powered cars, like the digital display.
Yeah.
You base everything off miles of left. How many miles
percent
do
remaining,
I have left,
right? It's the whole right? deal.
Percent remaining.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, when we were growing
quarter
up,
tank.
Like,
what does that mean?
Quarter Who tank, you better knows? go to the gas station.
About yay
right?
far.
Right? And so they're already tuned to make the transition to EVs. So like the education and the bringing in of the Gen Z as EVs pick up over the next 3 years, like that's the watch out right there.
There you go. Well, we hope you have a great Friday, whether you're Gen Z, Gen Y, X, Boomers, Greatest Gen, whoever you are. Whatever you do, go out there, take care of some people, sell some cars, and we will see you here next week.